This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We're beginning today's show with some breaking news. A corrupt former FBI agent who was convicted in a murder involving mobster Whitey Bulger has had that murder conviction overturned by an appeals court.
Former agent John Connolly was Bulger's corrupt handler within the FBI and served time for racketeering and obstruction of justice in federal charges. But in 1982, Florida convicted him of second-degree murder for the killing of John Callahan, a Florida businessman murdered by a Bulger hitman.
And that's the conviction that was overturned today. Joining us now to explain these developments is WBUR reporter David Boeri. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
Now, David, Whitey Bulger himself conspired to murder many people, but why was John Connolly convicted of second-degree murder in this particular crime?
So the government's theory was that Connolly, as an FBI agent, was involved in a murder conspiracy with Bulger and Bulger's associates, Stephen Fleming and John Moderano, who was the actual killer, to kill somebody named John Callahan, to keep him quiet because he had been involved in another murder. That was the government's theory, and that led to the trial at which he was convicted of second-degree murder.
And that charge ended up being problematic legally.
So it is a very complicated ruling today, and we'll try and stay out of the weeds. But Connolly was charged with conspiracy to first-degree murder and first-degree murder. He was acquitted of the conspiracy charge. Before it went to the jury, the government wanted to present what's called lesser included crimes. And so they gave the jury another option. The jury did not find that he was guilty of first degree murder, but rather he had committed second degree murder. They put this in second degree murder with a handgun. Now, here's where it gets crazy, because at the time of that killing, there was a 4-year statute of limitations for that crime. After 4 years, it couldn't be prosecuted. The only way the state got around that was to charge this as a second degree murder with a gun. But even the government realized and recognized that gun that Connolly had was not used in the murder. Connolly wasn't in Miami. He had the gun on his possession in Boston. And of course, he had the gun because he was an FBI agent and was required to use it. For that, the jury still went ahead and convicted him. And yet, the judge even recognized that this was going to be cleared by the appeals court, that they'd throw it out. The problem, the judge said, was that the defense had missed its deadline to file the appeal.
David, this issue about the gun that Connolly would normally be carrying as part of his general job as an FBI agent, you raised this in an interview you did several years ago.
State of Florida, Michael Van Zandt was the prosecutor. So at the time of his sentencing, I talked to him on the phone, and here's an excerpt from that conversation with Michael Van Zandt, the prosecutor.
When he's meeting with these people and he's giving them information, he is possessing and carrying that firearm.
He meets the standard by virtue of having a gun in Massachusetts?
Yeah, that's correct.
Even though having a gun was a condition of his employment with the FBI.
We didn't choose Mr. Connolly's occupation, he did. We didn't choose for Mr. Connolly to turn around and become a corrupt agent.
So David, to clarify, because Connolly had a gun as a normal course of being an FBI agent, the prosecutors used that to basically enhance the charge against him?
For second-degree murder, and his lawyer said, wait a minute, this is a gun that wasn't used in the murder. You can't charge him that way. Today, 3 years after Connolly's lawyers had tried to get the Court of Appeals to make a ruling here, the full court, and only after they went to the Supreme Court to order the Court of Appeals to make a decision, the Court of Appeals said the government's argument in this case was sophistry. They said that, in fact, that there was no way that they could use that gun to get the conviction that they did. And so they have overturned his verdict.
And what are the implications for Connolly? He's in jail now. Is he going to get out of jail because of this?
In this decision today, a three-panel decision, three judges, two of whom ruled that the verdict should be overturned, they have stayed their ruling until the appeals run out. So that could be a while. It could be his lawyers would like to get him out sooner, but he is going to remain in prison in Florida until this is sorted out. However, he cannot be retried, and that is very important. The only way the government, if it appeals, will prevail is to get either the Supreme Court or the same Board of Appeals to reverse their decision in ordering that verdict overturned.
So this very complicated legal case continues to play out.
It's amazing. And, you know, John Connolly would write to me. He would call me. He'd always remind me. I don't know if you follow opera, Sasha, but there is a Puccini opera called Turandot, and there's an aria, and it's called Nessun Dorma. And John would always remind me that means none shall sleep.
That's WBUR's David Boeri. David, thank you.
You're welcome.